Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Ben Crenshaw, it's 52 degrees at the Volcano Golf Club. Now, that's the kind of golf where you move fast, right? Because you don't want to stand still for too long. So you just keep moving, you know, and you'll practice your speed game and you'll work out your body. Does that, okay, there's an 8:30, a 9:28, and a 10:18 at Volcano. Really nice course. Makalei has a 9:08 and 11:30. Lots of peacocks there. And we've got Poipu, 8:30, 11:10, and a 1 o'clock. And at Turtle Bay, there's an 8:40, a 9:08, 11 o'clock. Nope. Closed for renovation, so I don't have, you know, some cancellation at Pearl Country Club. So pretty soon they'll open, and hopefully we can give you a tea time there. Royal Hawaiian Country Club, 9:18, 10:20. Eva Beach Golf Course has an 8:50. Bayview has an 8:45 and a 9:20. And at Wailea on the Gold Course, the His and Hers group is going out. And there's a 9:30, a 9:40, and a 12:40 if you'd like to. Emerald has a 9:20, a 9:40, and a 1:20. And on the Blue Course, we have a 9:10, a 9:30, 12:20, 1:50. The Blue Course is a really good course to start off at Wailea. And Maui Nui, there's a 12 o'clock, a nooner. And the Toyama group and the Jack Miller group, they're going out. And may you all hit the sweet spot every time. So the temperatures are going to be, well, comfortable. I kind of like a cooler temperature. It's going to be between 77 and 82 degrees. The winds are variable now, 5 to 15 miles per hour. We're going to have partly sunny, isolated showers, scattered showers windward. Interesting to interpret all that. Just enjoy the day. It's going to be wonderful. And remember these chilly conditions when it turns into an 89 degree day come summertime. All right, I've got a great, great show for you. Alex Myers, senior writer for Golf Digest, is dropping in. Diana DeLucia, owner, editor, Golf Kitchen Magazine. A new issue is coming out. Michael Patrick Shields, our travel guru extraordinaire, he's popping in. Ben Hongo, president of the Aloha Section PGA Board, director of instruction, Hongo Golf Academy at Kapalua. And Wes Wailehua, executive director, Aloha Section PGA, kicking it off this morning on this lovely Saturday morning overlooking Oahu's South Shore. Unfortunately, we can't see much right now. It's a little dark. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Pro Camera Hawaii. Quality cameras to capture the memories. Now in the Pro Kai Shopping Center. Aloha Power Equipment, your landscape superstore. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. We put power at your fingertips. The Honolulu Sign Company, branding, banks, shopping centers, businesses, and hotels since 1939. Claude Brousseau, master teaching professional at the Wailea Golf Academy. The Aloha Section PGA, teach your children to play golf, the gift that lasts forever.
All right, let's bring him in. Wes Wailehua, Executive Director, CEO, Aloha Section PGA, President of the Hawaii Golf Alliance, CMA, President of the Board of Directors, Aloha State Chapter, and the Head Program Coordinator at Kamehameha Schools, the golf team there, and President and CEO, Hawaii Aviation. I don't know how he does it all. Welcome into the clubhouse, Wes.
And yeah, aloha, good morning.
Good morning. Aloha Section PGA, the 2024 Ho'olauleia Golf Awards and the ceremony, that all kicks off tonight. What an exciting part of the year for you folks.
It's a great time of year, Danielle, partly because as we just wrap up with our tour swing here in the islands, I think it's just a great way to bring together all of our allied associations from the Hawaii State Golf Association to the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, the First Tee, and everybody just involved in golf to honor all the award recipients from the previous year under one roof, you know, for our annual Ho'olauleia Hawaii Golf Awards ceremony.
Yeah, and one person, Scott Simpson, PGA, going to be inducted into the Hawaii Golf Hall of Fame. Tell us a little bit about Scott.
We're excited for Scott, and he's always had a real special place in his heart for Hawaii and the Hawaiian Islands. And, you know, as a golfer, from San Diego, making his move out here to Hawaii with his family and his wife, Cheryl, and living out here and now kind of retiring out here and being involved in the community and giving lessons to juniors. And now, you know, the head men's golf coach at the University of Hawaii at Manoa. I think it's a great way when you look at a player's life cycle from beginning the game as a junior to trying to aspire to play on the tour to winning a major tour event and really giving back to the community where it all began for him. So I think Hawaii is very lucky to have someone as talented as Scott with his experience and all of the kids that engage with him through golf in some way. So we're really happy for him, especially to be the 77th. Inductee to the Hawaii Golf Hall of Fame.
Yeah, now it escapes me. He was in a playoff for a major championship, and he won that championship. It's really terrific with his kind of experience, having gone up against the PGA Tour players as a PGA Tour player, and knowing in those moments, those crux moments, like in a playoff, what it takes, mindset, body, breathing. He can share so much with his teams and the junior golfers. It's experience. It's wonderful to be able to share that with kids.
You know, it is. And when you talk to Scott, he's such a humble guy. And, the events that he's played in and won, and, you know, especially, you know, the U.S. Open, I mean, it's a great opportunity for him to share those moments. I think, you know, even as a golf coach and a player yourself, there's no way that you can practice for that type of pressure when you're in a tournament, when everything is just on your shoulders and playing. And I think when you have the opportunity to speak with somebody like Scott, who's such a great person and has such a strong, magnetic personality, he's able to connect with a lot of different players and kids that are going through that, and even other tour players, kind of help them, you know, aspire to chase their dreams.
Yeah, yeah, and going up against Tom Watson, you know, and beating him by one stroke. That's something to share. And, you know, what he was thinking and how he was handling it. How do you get the nerves under control? Do you get the nerves under control? Do you channel that energy into other places? You know, and how do you practice that, if at all possible? So just getting ready for something like that with his teams that he's coaching, that's really cool. And, of course... Yeah. Go ahead.
When you look at his history, I mean, he joined the tour in 1979, you know, ultimately winning seven times and finishing in the top 10 in 77 of his 600 starts, including 10 majors, you know. So, I mean, that's the kind of experience that you just, you know, you want to cherish and value that and spend time and talk story with someone like Scott and hear his stories and hear the challenges and even the successes that have kind of helped him along the way. So, I think for him as a mentor to give back to the local community and the junior golfers in Hawaii, I think we're very lucky to have Scott a part of the Hawaii golf industry.
Yes, we are. Very. Scott Simpson, PGA, will be inducted into the Hawaii Golf Hall of Fame tonight. It's the Aloha Section PGA 2024 Ho'olauleia Golf Awards and Ceremony. Now, let's start off with the Senior Player of the Year. Juan Rodriguez is going to be inducted...